Firm Omega Diagnostics is holding its general meeting today during a time of change in the industry. The company, based in Alva in Clackmannanshire, specialises in tests for allergies, infectious diseases and food intolerance, has a presence in more than 75 countries in the likes of hospitals and clinics. And its chief executive, Colin King, joins me now. Good morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, Andrew.
You've got your latest results due out then. Do they put the company where you think it needs it to be?
Yeah, I'm very pleased with our first half trading. It's in line with our expectations, with overall growth at 5% on a like-for-like basis. Our food intolerance business, we expect to deliver double-digit growth during this financial year, which would take annual revenues to £9 million. And as I noted in the announcement this morning, we are making good progress with regards to our Visitech CD4 test. We're very close to the test being approved in Nigeria, which is a key market for this product. Visitech CD4 is a unique test, the only instrument-free CD4 test in the world today, which will allow field-based health workers to use our test to measure the immune status of people living with HIV in parts of the world that currently tests can't reach.
Yeah, so this is your HIV diagnosis test kit, which you've been trying to get approval for, and shareholders gave a commitment to inject £1.7 million into the business because there was some uncertainty about the timing over orders and approval. Does that reflect in general uncertainty in the industry at the moment?
I mean, I think in terms of the for ourselves, you know, any bringing any new test to market, you know, does require regulatory approvals across the world, and well, it's not just our test; it's any test. And you know, the burdens of in terms of regulatory barriers is just, you know, increased year on year, and the time it takes to get those approvals is you know, you can't control. You know, you can put your documentation in, but then it really is a case of waiting for those approvals. You can't control it or influence it, and that's really what we've faced in the last, you know, few months with regards to getting our CD4 test approved and also our food intolerance test approved in China as well.
And in terms of regulatory barriers, that is one thing that companies working in the healthcare industry and the pharmaceutical industry are a bit worried about in terms of Brexit, in terms of how regulations might work after the UK departs from the EU. Is that something that could affect your company as well?
In terms of Brexit, we're probably in a more fortunate position than a lot of other industries and a lot of other companies. And for us, the barriers are outside of the European Union. It is mainly in places like Africa, dealing with the World Health Organization, getting approvals there, and as I said, in China as well for our food intolerance test. So Brexit for us is less of a concern just now. It is very much more these wider regulatory approvals that are more of a risk to our business than Brexit.
And in terms of Brexit stockpiling, is that something you've had to think about as well, of raw ingredients?
Yeah, I mean, what we have done is we have obviously one of the short term, if there's a no-deal Brexit, there's concern regarding getting product into our country. We do import a lot of raw materials, critical raw materials, and what we have been doing is increasing those stock levels just to get over a period of, I guess, which could last 2 or 3 months.
What kind of raw materials do you have to import?
Typically from outside the UK, it would be biological materials like antibodies that we need to produce our test. So, you know, without these, we can't manufacture the test.
And when you're trying to do business in these non-EU countries, do you think that the regulatory regime is getting tougher, and do you think it's unfairly getting tougher?
It's certainly getting tougher. You know, I mean, I guess you've got to take it from the view of the country. They're looking to protect their citizens and make sure that products that come into their countries are safe and effective for use. So, you know, I understand that. I do think that, you know, when you have, you know, if you have a product that's CE marked, you know, clearly you've gone through a process to gain those approvals, and I do feel that other countries should be accepting those without having the need to run, you know, further clinical trials in those countries. But I do understand why you would want to do that.
Okay.
It's frustrating.
Okay, thanks for now, Colin. That's Colin King, their chief executive of Omega Diagnostics. Tuesday morning.